it always seems like it comes down to one of these like late night marathons. What's that like when it's 2 a.m. and you're sitting on the floor, you're
trying to stay awake? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well,
What's it
and
like?
wondering what's going on in those endless breaks.
So I'm usually in my office running back and forth. I wish I had a Fitbit, because there's nothing like working 14 hours a day and then going up and down the stairs 100 times at 2 a.m.
I've been here before, done it before. Used to do it a lot more, even back during the 120-day sessions. So while it was long and tedious, it's nothing unusual.
Bruce Campbell laughing maniacally, his face covered in blood, kind of coming unfrayed, I guess. I don't know if it's fun, but it's something.
That was Representative Harriet Drummond, House Majority Press Secretary Will Vandergriff, House Speaker Mike Chenault, and reporter Matt Buxton of the Fairbanks Daily News Miner. In the Senate, usually the more stately chamber, the silliness peaked a little after 1 a.m.
Mr. President, since you said that, I just can't resist. I'm sorry. You know when you go to a Christmas
That's
party,
Senator Pete Kelly, a powerful Fairbanks Republican in an uncharacteristically giddy mood.
I'm tempted to vote for this just because this is a thing of beauty. I've never seen anything like this. This is great.
He and the other senators with the giggles were reacting to a bipartisan amendment to turn a bill about the state's board of barbers and hairdressers, already adulterated with controversial provisions regarding optometry, mind you, to also include a statewide ban on smoking in workplaces. The gag here is that the state constitution and the legislature's own rules normally prohibit off-topic amendments. Democratic Anchorage Senator Bill Willikowski spoke to that point.
I too can't resist. These these all fit together because it deals with eyes, hair, and smoking in the mouth. It's all the head.
The Senate passed the amended Head Stuff Bill, 15-5. In the House, the bill sponsor wasn't amused and withdrew it, effectively killing it. Earlier, the House had done its own legislative gymnastics on a Senate bill by Soldotna Republican Senator Peter Michicki. Senate Bill 165 was originally intended to reform penalties around minors consuming alcohol. But by about 2:30 a.m.,
that was somehow coupled with membership on the Board of Barbers and Hairdressers. And, Mr. President, we had a little fun. We sent a bill over there that actually does work, and we hope that they'll pick it up because these are all important issues. Well, Mr. President, I have a memorandum here from legal, and it says that the titles don't match. And I refuse to reward less than stellar behavior by concurring with this. The process is the most important thing we do here.
The Senate shot it down. The House had its share of late-night silliness, too, particularly with the perennial license plate bill. These bills create special license plates for drivers to show off something about themselves, stuff like veteran status, support for the pro-life or pro-choice causes, finishing the Iditarod, bears. One amendment sought to add a seventh character to personalized license plates. That led Representative Les Guerra, an Anchorage Democrat, to talk about his misadventures in six-letter license plate typography. He said when the Boston Red Sox won the World Series in 2004, he wanted to celebrate his team breaking an 80-plus-year curse with a personalized plate.
And I tried to fit in six letters, no curse. And how did I do that? And I figured it out. I was N-O-C-U-R-S. And on the way out to the door to go to DMV, I showed it to my wife, Kelly, and she said, I am not driving a car with a license plate that says knockers. Mr. Speaker, seven letters make sense. Thank you.
The joke may have landed, but the amendment did not. Representative Scott Kawasaki, a Fairbanks Democrat, said specialty license plates are all well and good, but he doesn't think the legislature needs to be involved.
In the last several years, in the last 5 years, we've passed seven different license plate bills. We passed an omnibus bill that had several of them in it. This bill would be two more specialty license plates. And Mr. Speaker, quite frankly, this is a waste of our time.
Kawasaki wants to give the Division of Motor Vehicles the authority to handle specialty license plates so the legislature doesn't have to. He offered an amendment to that effect. It failed 10-29. The House eventually passed the unamended license plate bill unanimously after spending more than 40 minutes on it. Kawasaki has vowed to offer his amendment every time a specialty license plate bill comes up in the future. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.